I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Mullah Muhammad Omar, he was an elusive enemy for U.S. troops in Afghanistan, never seen, but still exerting a larger-than-life influence. Now we're hearing that Mullah Omar, the one-eyed spiritual leader of the Taliban, may be dead. According to Afghan government officials, he died 2 years ago in a hospital in Pakistan. The Taliban have not confirmed that, but the White House says reports of Mullah Omar's death are, quote, credible. In a moment, we're going to hear from a man whose life was marked by the Taliban and their leader. But first, I want you to get a sense of what Mullah Omar was really like from a BBC colleague of mine who is among the few to have actually spoken with the man. Emal Pasarli interviewed Mullah Omar during the 1990s, at a time when the Taliban controlled most of Afghanistan's territory. Emal had dealt with other Taliban leaders who were chatty and relaxed, but Omar was not like them.
He was very, very serious, and he was very quiet. In a way, he sounded dull, and he was very slow in speaking.
That didn't seem to diminish Mullah Omar's hold on the Taliban, though. Pasarli describes Omar as the group's godfather figure.
He was very important for the Taliban. Remember, the Taliban is a religious group, and within that religious group, it is a kind of hierarchy system and like a student and teacher relationship. And in that system, he was the teacher. He was the leader, and all of them respected him, and nobody questioned anything that he said.
Emal Pasarli there, who interviewed Mullah Omar for the BBC back in the 1990s. Now let's turn to Qais Akbar Omar. He's the author of the extraordinary autobiography, A Fort of Nine Towers, an Afghan Family Story, which culminates in his family's flight from war-torn Afghanistan. And today, Qais, like the rest of us, is taking in the news that Mullah Omar may have died 2 years ago. I asked him how he feels about that.
Well, you know, growing up in Kabul and seeing what the Taliban did, I was captured by these people and held in prison for 3 weeks for just having a long hair. You know, and then tortured every day, wept every day. And I had a bucket for a toilet, a bucket of water to drink, and a piece of bread every day to eat 3 times a day. But we never actually saw this man, Mullah Omar. He was more like a hate figure, and we know he existed. We never heard him talk, whether on the radio, TV was banned. So he was more like a symbolic or a spiritual leader that every now and again he will release a decree that today kite flying is banned, or tomorrow you hear another thing about women who are not allowed to go to schools, or the next day, you know, they should cover their heads and stuff like that. So he was more like a name than anything else.
In your imagination as a young man, who was Mullah Omar?
Oh, you know, your imagination is based on some facts that you get about some person. And all we knew about him was that he fought against the Russian and kicked them out. You know, he was part of the whole Mujahideen movement. And he lost an eye with a shrapnel. And he was leading the whole, we have a one-eye leader. That's all I knew. And I always thought of him that probably he's limping and he's, you know, when he walks, and he probably has a very coarse voice, but probably at the same time charismatic, because, you know, a man who has only one eye, and how can he become leader of such a great movement that will rule the whole country for so long? So that is the kind of what I had in my imagination. But I found out more about this man when a book was published about his life by one of the men who lived with him for many, many years. And his name is Abdul Salam Zaif. And he wrote this book, My Life with the Taliban. So I learned more from that book than what we heard about him in Kabul during those 6 years when he was the leader of the Taliban movement.
Did reading that book kind of blow apart your imagination of who Mullah Omar is? And what did it do for his followers? Did they just kind of reject what the book said?
Well, the book is a bit controversial. Some of the Taliban say that it was good, and some were say that it was bad. In some respect, I actually had a little bit of respect for the Taliban, despite all the horrible things they did in Afghanistan. You know, Marco, you have to understand that before the Taliban came to power, Afghanistan was ravaged by factional fighting.
The civil war.
The civil war, exactly. We had 4 years of civil war. Every day you get out of the house, all you see is blood, body parts, dead bodies on the side of the road, and then there is war and you run back into the basement. And my book, A Fort of Nine Towers, is all about that experience, like how we survived. If you read Anne Frank, you understand how they survived. It's the same thing like how we survived. They had the annex, we had our basement. But when these Taliban came, they had their rules, but at least we did not have to see all the dead bodies on the street.
Qais, Mullah Omar's followers see him as this kind of important monolith. But for you, when you think back to some of the worst days you experienced, the kinds of atrocities you describe in your book, do you associate them with Mullah Omar? Is it personal?
Well, the thing is, we never saw who he was. We never saw when he talks. He was more like a name than anything else. When I think of the Taliban, I remember those horrible days that I had to spend in prison because I had long hair. And my hands were chained to the ceiling, my legs were chained in the floor, and a mullah or a Taliban leader came over there and whipped me with a cable. And as a result, I had a dislocated shoulder, dislocated elbow, dislocated fingers after 2 weeks, and I lost like 15 or 18 pounds. For what? So that's what I remember. That's what I remember that these people did. And I don't know whether Mullah Omar even was aware of all of those things happening there. I think if he did, and if he knew that all of those atrocity and all of those horrible things and people committing genocides and killing so many people under his name, I think if he knew about that, he was probably the worst person in the world. He's probably in the same rank as Stalin or Hitler or some of those people who see, his people die in front of him and he does nothing for them.
Qais Akbar Omar, author of A Fort of Nine Towers, an Afghan Family Story. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marco. Glad to talk to you.